You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shanice. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your first and last name?
Corey Green.
You said Corey Green?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have a good callback number?
Car, I did some funny shit. If I order him a whole new car, it's a little funny. You need the app. Hold on. Can you repeat that, ma'am? Hello?
One moment, please. Thank you for patiently holding for me. I'm sorry, what was that question that you had, Mr. Green?
One of my people called last night, but I was asleep when they called. I'm just trying to figure out the driver tire is flat. I'm just trying to get it right.
So you already have a ticket in the system from yesterday? Is that what you're saying?
It should have been from late last night.
Okay, let me take a look and check. Give me just a second. Check in.
It's a Camry.
A Toyota Camry. What was the phone number that you provided on yesterday when you called in for your callback number?
03-915-6986.
And you said it was for a Camry. Okay, I don't see anything sent out. Like the only notes that are on this ticket stated that the customer was gonna call back in the morning, so they didn't send anything out.
Oh yeah, that's why I was calling now though.
Okay. And then there's a different name on this ticket. Whose name do you want me to use? The one that's already on the ticket or your name?
When they come, if I use her name when they come, am I still good to like pay them and do everything?
Yeah, that's fine. I just didn't know if you had a preference or not. What about this callback number? You want to keep it as the 6986 number or the number that you gave me before?
6986.
Keep it at, okay, keep it on that one, all right. Just a second. All right, and can I have the policy number?
What you mean by that?
Like the roadside assistance member ID number. It's usually on like the little insurance card.
Okay, hold on. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
You hear me?
Yeah, you said 103. What's the rest of the numbers?
743-29. Okay, but I think that's the reference number right there, though.
Yeah, that's just the call ID number. That's not the a member ID number or the policy number. I mean, if you don't have that, we can also use your VIN number if you have the VIN number for the car.
The VIN number?
Yeah, the VIN number is usually like a loan number with a combination of letters and numbers. And it's usually found on the window sill of the car, or it could also be found on like the registration paperwork for car.
Hold on. The policy number is, you want the letters too? The NSSC?
Just go ahead and give me everything so I can make sure I'm getting your account, your information pulled up.
It's NSSC 00002 9873.
Right, and what's the address registered to the policy?
508 Longtown Road.
Right.
Columbia, South Carolina.
And do you also have the name of the other person that's listed on the policy?
Let's see, can you repeat that?
Do you have the name of the other person on the policy? I'm assuming this is the primary person because there's another name on it.
Octavia.
Okay.
You should be Octavia Patterson.
Okay, and what's the year, make, and model of the car?
2018. It's a Toyota Camry, though.
Okay, and what color is it?
Silver or gray.
All right, and what type of service are you needing?
The driver tire is flat.
Driver tire flat. Okay, so do you want to do a tire change service or you want to do a tow service?
Tire change.
Do you have a spare?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Right, just have to ask a few questions to make sure the provider is fully prepared. If it does not apply, then you can just say no. The first one is asking if you have a spare. I know you already told me yes for that. The next one is asking, do you have more than one flat tire?
No, ma'am.
Does your vehicle have locking hubcap wheels or any special keys needed for the hubcap wheel?
Not that I know of.
No, okay. And does your spare tire require a special tool to remove it? And if so, do you have that tool?
What do you mean by the spare tire has a special tool?
Some spare tires are located under the car or
Oh no, this was in the car.
Okay. So you just pull it out. Okay. All right. And of course you have your car keys with you. Someone's going to be at the car, right, when the provider arrives?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, just making sure. So now I just have to get you mapped and located, so I need the address of where the car is currently located.
716. I'm going to spell it out to you. Z-I-M-A-L. CREST Drive.
Okay, it's like an apartment complex, the Grove at St. Andrews. Is that the name of it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just making sure. And that's in Columbia. Okay. All right. So now that I have you mapped and located, I just have to reach out to get a provider. Once I locate a provider, you will receive a text message letting you know the name of the company and the estimated time of arrival.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for choosing Murchison Roadside Assistance. Bye-bye.